This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
Our buddy Doug Duncan is standing by on the hotline, Columbia County Commission Chairman. And, Mr. Chairman, tell me what I'm hearing is true. You guys are looking at the possibility of turning down the millage rate yet again?
That is true. We continue to look at that. It's been an ongoing process with the commission because, you know, as property values rise, we want to continue to tweak down the modifier or the multiplier, which is the millage rate. Frankly, that's when people say about a tax increase, it's really always the millage rate that the commission has to vote on. So our objective is to continue to lower that number as low as we can get it.
One of the interesting things that's happened with the inflation being out of whack is that you guys are seeing, not just you, Columbia County, but the counties all over Georgia, are seeing record sales tax revenue because people are spending more and you get a percentage of the overall price. So you're getting more sales tax revenue than you probably thought possible. Now, at some point, when you've got people buying less, it's going to start impacting you. But right this minute, have you ever seen Columbia County sitting in a better cash flow situation than you're sitting in right now?
No, this is the best. And again, it comes from years of conservative planning. I've got to give credit to the past commissioners, past chairman. They all do a really good job. And just watching the spending, if you look at, I believe, our tax revenue from the law, the one penny of the sales tax that's paid goes to offset the millage rate. And so think of this, I believe $24 million-ish. I'm trying to think this through. But if our millage rate is 9, it would be 4 points higher, or 4 mils higher, if we didn't have the sales tax. So, again, our objective, lost is used to offset property tax. And so that's working out very, very well. The numbers are really, really high. But I also perceive that with spending and just as the economy slows, that's going to go down. And so we watch the spending as carefully as we can and try to lower that, again, the multiplier as often as we can.
Have you kept up with the millage rate itself as to where you are at as far as historic lows go? I don't know what the lowest in recent memory was for the millage rate in Columbia County, but it seems to me like we might be getting close to it if we haven't already surpassed it.
You know, I would have to look, but if you think about this, the millage for the county, if you give me a minute, 2/3 of the taxes paid on property go to the school board. 1/3 goes to the county. Of that 1/3, half goes to the rule of law, the sheriff, the judges, the whole process of keeping people safe. So the other half goes to roads and bridges, to administration, to parks and rec. The part that is used for that is like, I don't know, 5.5 mils-ish, I'm guessing. That's when we continue to lower the part of the millage rate that focuses on the general fund. The two other parts are fire services and debt service. Well, as we pay off our debt, that drops. So I can't answer your question. I don't know what the lowest number ever is, but I can say that the mindset of the commission is to continue to lower that multiplier in a way that, again, as property values rise, we continue to pull money out of the general fund. And at the current level, it's about, well, maybe with this, if we achieve what Scott has suggested, we will pull about $6 million a year, every year, out of the general fund. So it's an ongoing reduction. Now, people will see their property taxes go up because the value of the property is going up.
And I need to say that.
You have more people, you have more services.
Yeah, I got a note here from Dale. I got a note here from Dale saying lowering millage rate is great, but they did significantly increase the property values. That's something that you have no control over. And as a matter of fact, if you or Richmond County or Burke County or Lincoln County starts monkeying around with your property values, you're all going to federal prison and the state will take over the running of the county. You can't artificially hold down property values. And it just so happens Columbia County's got the best property values in the area just about. I mean, that's not your fault. You're riding that wave and there's nothing you can do about it.
There's an independent board. There's an independent board that values property. It's a whole different department, and it's overseen. We appoint the people who oversee it, but it's done outside, just like the Board of Elections. It's independent. We do fund it, but it's independent from the Board of Commissioners, just as the tax assessor's office, same thing.
Well, again, just to make the point, anybody that suggests, well, yeah, they're lowering the millage rate, but they're raising property, they're not. They're actually just collecting based on the value of your house. It's not their fault or anybody's fault that your property values in Columbia County have skyrocketed. It's scary to me. I know I'm going to die before I sell my house, Doug, because in 57 years of living, I've never sold property and made money on it. So I doubt that I will this time, but my wife will end up cleaning up. Yeah. My house is almost, not quite, double what I paid for it in 13 years ago. That's amazing.
It's insane. It's just what the housing market has done over the last really 2-3 years, or since COVID. The tweak has gone through the roof. And, I mean, property values are what they are. They're based on the sales in the area. And so they go up to that proportion. But what folks need to remember is as more people move into the market, you have more parks. We have more sheriff's deputies. We have more firemen. It requires more services. So, yes, there's going to be more spending. But our focus is to lower that multiplier as much as we can, because when the music stops, that stays constant, and that is the vote that the commission has, the millage rate.
Went to the Braves game yesterday, and just for fun, I took some different routes to get to I-20 and drove through some parts of Harlem and Appling that I haven't driven through in a while. Holy cow, the construction, the improvements, unbelievable up that way. I mean, it's a whole different world. If you haven't seen it in a year, you'll be shocked. If you haven't seen it in 5 years, you'll think you're on a different planet.
Right. No, the growth is frankly, it's insane. And we want to encourage good business and good business growth. And we try to do the best we can to control housing growth to make sure that the right kind of housing ends up in Columbia County. But frankly, we want as many houses as we can get. And I understand some folks, there's a mentality that the last one in, please shut and lock the door. Don't let anybody else in.
That's right.
It just doesn't work that way.
Nope.
Because you'll have families that have land that want to sell and profit from their land, and as far as I'm concerned, that's a right given by the Constitution. You have the right to profit from your property, so we'll always have that. Really, the two key factors, and you know it, Austin, are the great sheriff's department and the great schools. It's a secure community and it has great schools. That's going to draw people.
I'll go you a step further. I think it's the great people, Doug. I mean, and granted, the sheriff's department and the school system are all a product of the great people, but I think it all works in Congress with each other. It's amazing to me, God bless, if anything goes wrong, and it doesn't very often, in our neighborhood, we've got 5 different people that are networking, 10 different people that are networking, however many, immediately. I'm sure the same thing goes on in your neighborhood. And I didn't see that when I lived in Richmond County, not nearly to the extent that I see it here. That's not to say there aren't some good neighborhoods in Richmond County, but there just seems to be this very, very serious, I got your back mentality in Columbia County that I wish everybody had that same mindset.
You know, my perception is it's a great life, and everybody wants to protect it the best they can. And so I perceive that's what you feel. The neighborhood watch programs, the have your back mentality is strong in this community, and we're really blessed. I ran for office. I was told just don't run it off into the ditch, and frankly, that's my objective, to keep it between the white lines.
Well, you not only not run it off into the ditch, you've upgraded and improved. And again, what's really amazing about this is that we're not seeing other local governments do what Columbia County is doing. Correct me if I'm wrong, has Richmond County ever reduced the millage rate in the last 15 years? I don't recall that they have.
They did a year or two. You'd have to check.
They did. I stand corrected.
But I believe they did back about 2 years ago.
Well, I stand corrected then, because they need to make a bigger deal about it.
I seem to recall that.
They need to make a bigger deal about it.
The one year we didn't, because I was concerned about how the tax revenue would flow, or the sales tax, the one year we didn't, I believe they did.
Yeah. Well, so good for them. Good for them. If they did that, I stand corrected. We need to be very aware, again, that with an increase in property values, the cash is going to, in there. And by the way, there are other ways that it's going to flow into the county coffer aside from personal property taxes, residential real estate property taxes. And that's the same tax revenue going up on commercial real estate as well, Doug. And you guys, it's crazy what's happened to property on Washington Road and out toward Harlem and Grovetown and Appling over the course of the last 3 years. And you, again, the county's coffers are benefiting for them.
Absolutely. I wish, frankly, that my family had purchased land 30 years ago out Washington Road. But I think Mr.
Kidding.
Pollard owns it all, or at least most of it. So, but God bless him. His family had the foresight to do what they did many, many years ago.
By the way,
but you're right. I mean,
I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit because I know that you're not technically allowed to talk about this, even if you know about as much of it, about as much of it as I do. I'm trying to think what the proper way to say is. I know what's going on here.
Don't scare me now.
The building that they're building, the structure that they're building on the fairgrounds property is going to be one of the coolest things that we have ever seen in this area. And I am so excited about it. And you know what it is. They're not ready to make an announcement about it yet, but it's really going to be a unique opportunity education-wise. And it's not the school board that's building it either. It's the Columbia County Merchants Association.
Right, and I would definitely defer to them.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is, being on the inside of this, is this not one of the coolest and most exciting things in a long time? Particularly given the fact that the government's not spending any money on it.
Very, very cool, but there's so many great, cool things going on in Columbia County right now. It is hard to pick one, but yes, I agree with you. It's exciting time.
Yeah.
Very much so.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for the good news on the millage rate. We'll continue to monitor that. I know it's a work in progress, so let us know when the final celebrations can come about. And by the way, any truth to the rumor that you're pulling for the Republicans on the ballot this go-around?
I can't believe you outed me like that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm sticking with the team that's got us here. So,
by the way,
I'll call it now. Kemp is going to win without a runoff.
I agree with you there. I agree with you. By the way, I made a comment a minute ago. I'd love to get your take on this real quick. So it is my firm belief that Herschel Walker is by far the best candidate to take on Warnock, simply because there's not a single Loeffler vote that he will not pick up, plus a bunch more, including a bunch of folks that voted for Warnock in the last election. Do you agree with that?
I agree, but I haven't seen the actual data, but I have been told, so it's third hand, that he's polling very well in the African-American community. And if the rumor I heard was 30%, if that's true, then he will do very, very well.
If it's 30%, he will win with more votes than any Republican in a statewide election against a legitimate Democrat in our lifetimes.
You're right. You're right. Again, that's secondhand information. I haven't seen the poll myself. But if that's true, then, yeah, Herschel Walker will win.
Wow. It'll be interesting. All right. God bless. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Columbia
Bye.
County Commission Chairman Doug Duncan. And he's been around politics a long time. Worked behind the scenes long, long, long before he was ever elected to Columbia County Commission. So he knows from what he speaks.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.